What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Which is a huge increase from where it's been. We all know Caitlin Clark is responsible, I don't think it's a secret at all, for the growth of the WNBA. And over the next 4 years, they're going to add, what, Philly, Cleveland, and I'm missing the other city. It's not off the top of my head right now.
Denver? Is that...
Detroit, because that was the comment from...
That's right.
Sophie Cunningham was like, nobody wants to go to Detroit or Cleveland or whatever. And we're like, hey, you're in Indianapolis. And Drew got all upset. It was a whole thing. Anyway, Mackenzie Nelson, friend of the show from 41. She's also our team captain for our KC Current media game team that we're going to be on Saturday night. If you're already going to the KC Current game Saturday, stick around in your seat at halftime. You could watch Cody and I embarrass ourselves playing soccer. But Mackenzie is our captain. Anyway, she had a report about... the WNBA still is looking towards Kansas City, even though it's not happening in this phase of expansion.
Yeah, and I thought that was kind of an interesting approach. One, like the NBA is talking expansion this week. It's a part of their meetings. So they're kind of having some of those conversations. So for those who are like, I'd like to hear more about NBA expansion, because I did look at this and I wondered about the WNBA, because two of the cities they chose were cities in which the WNBA had already failed and failed somewhat recently, not like the Kansas City failed in having the Kings 40 years ago. Like, a franchise that failed not that long ago in the WNBA. So why not include them? I actually thought it was a really good sign that in her reporting, it had said that the WNBA wanted to make it clear that Kansas City is not ruled out and that they take Kansas City seriously, but that they just didn't hit the rounds in this cycle. As you know, the Long family.
Mm-hmm. Emma Holmes.
Yeah, and Mahomes and the Long family and that ownership group, the ones who run the KC Current, have been big, big, big and hard pushing for a WNBA team in Kansas City. When I see that report, it just makes me think we're getting a WNBA team. It's just a decade away. Like, that just as long as the WNBA continues its current-ish growth and they keep showing the numbers they're doing, and you, for your Caitlin Clark card, probably hope for the same. Mm-hmm. Whoever's, I don't know, going to buy it and sell it after you, hopes for the same.
Yeah, if anyone you want to buy the card, by all means, place your bids tomorrow night. Please, go ahead and start bidding.
Starting at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. tomorrow night. Yeah, if you want to start the bidding, it starts at 1,000. Just let's get it going.
You know what? Get the initial bid in, you know?
Yeah.
If you buy Alex's card...
You can come
locally,
in a fan club.
You can come into a fan club for sure. You buy it locally, I'll let you come in. That was exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's not even Alex saying that. It's not my card or my money, but you can come in for a fan club if you buy it locally.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Buy it locally, notice. I'm not trying to get you. You're going to ask me for a plane ticket to fly in from New York if you're the owner of Alex's Caitlin Clark card. But no, I really do think that the WNBA is not as far away as we think in Kansas City. I think it's a realistic possibility. But then it's in that 7 to 10.
Yeah, 2032 to 2035. I've been consistent on the whole the stadium and franchise stuff until, and we'll know by 2032. But until the Royals and Chiefs have a conclusion to this stadium saga, I don't really want to talk too much, like in terms of like really getting excited or consider anything about a new franchise in this town. Need to figure out the financial mechanisms for the Chiefs and Royals and what that means for their future in the metro area.
Sure. Do you think the reason why
they're not getting one in this cycle is because of the Royals and Chiefs stuff that they...
I think it might
like
be
if the, WNBA approached the city and was like, hey...
Well, they have the arena already.
We have interest. I don't know if maybe the states were like, look, we need to try to figure out what we got going on here. Then we'll touch base with you again afterwards.
I think from the league perspective, some of it would be market size still. Like, they're always still concerned. With Kansas City, as much as it's grown, it's still considered a smaller market. And I understand they have teams in Indianapolis, which is a comparable size. But think they're adding Philadelphia. Okay, that's a massive media market.
Huge.
Detroit is still a much bigger market than Kansas City.
There.
So that's part of it. The arena, you might need some updates if they were to get a team. But in general, the arena is pretty much, you know.
Arena's great.
Good to go. We know they have the ownership group that's interested in it. So I think, like, if you told me in 2035, will they have a WNBA team? Assuming the league doesn't, you know, stop growing the way it's growing, then yeah, I think we will. But honestly, like, just get the local stuff figured out with the Chiefs and Royals first before we worry about adding another franchise.
I agree. But also, I am a little surprised that when they went to go add those other cities, that Kansas City wasn't a stronger contender in this round, knowing the already shown success that Kansas City has shown for women's sports in the city. They got an ownership group and fans who go to a purpose-built stadium for women's soccer, and it is a very popular destination. There's now a huge development project going on right around that stadium under the same purpose. So, like, we've shown an ability to support women's sports. Well, so like, part of me is like, why wouldn't you want that tied together? The idea that the Long family in Kansas City has shown an ability to support. Yeah. We support sports
in this
general,
phase, probably because the WNBA wants to be very careful about expanding. Like, they're having this huge momentum and Caitlin Clark's behind all of it. They don't want to add 8 new teams and be screwed in 5 years and hurt the value of the league and all that. So they're probably being very cautious. And then, as I said, two of the markets they're adding are much bigger cities.
That was why I asked what it was, because the WNBA knows how successful and good Kansas City is at the promotion of the current and the love that the city has for them and all of the things that have gone into that. I just wonder if the city, not that they hindered away from that, but they wanted to focus on getting the Chiefs and Royals stuff done. Cause I feel like I would, you know, we've seen how, you know, this situation keeps on dragging on and on. Imagine adding, well, we need to get into WNBA expansion talks as well. It just sounds like it'd be something thrown in there that they don't want to deal with right now.
Somebody said Casey won't need a WNBA expansion team if another team moves here from another city, but this is an interesting time. Why would you move a team now with the growth?
You would rather have an expansion team.
And I'll just be honest. Yep. Teams, like, for the same as the NBA, if you are moving a team, Kansas City is not where you're moving it. I love this city. I love it for all the reasons, but for what Gold mentioned in market size, and I know that this happened with the Thunder once, so like, it's like, well, it happened before. That's just, it's so rare. And the reason why, you know, like, the reason why Oklahoma City got it is because they were a temporary home for a team and it thrived because they happened to get a random test market that, you know, like, extenuating circumstances allowed, in my opinion, more often than not. You got to get a new franchise. A old franchise is not going to move here. That, you know, like, St. Louis didn't move to they moved to LA, right? They tend to move.
Thinking of St. Louis, they tried to get a WNBA team. They had Jason Tatum behind their bid because he's from St. Louis, and they obviously did not get one during this round either.
Nope.
You know,
the only NBA team, because I don't know how comparable Charlotte is to New Orleans, but when the Bobcats moved to New Orleans for the Pelicans and, you know, that stuff. But if Kansas City got one, Cody, it would have to be like the Memphis Grizzlies. Have actually had this come up multiple times, then relocating from Memphis. Yeah. Like, if it's comparable, I wonder if that's there's a jump that's not too far where even fans maybe still stick to that team. I don't know.
There's also a scenario where fast forward 5 to 10 years from now that you might actually be thankful you didn't get one during this first round. And what I mean by that, one, you'll know the league's more stable for sure.
Yeah.
In 10 years. Like, well, we'll know whether this growth is sustainable. We'll also know, like, the talent pool continues to grow. And you look at the college ranks with some of the, I know, Drew, you've brought up Juju Watkins and others, but does that continue? Like, 10 years from now, is that pipeline still that? And if it's not, then you might be saying, well, thank goodness they didn't get an expansion team because the league doesn't have the same momentum anymore. Mm-hmm. So you'll actually, I think, have a safer investment if you are the Long family in this case. If, let's say, you have to wait 5 to 10 years to get a team versus getting one in the next 2 years. There's a chance that you will. Now, with that said, that expansion fee is going to go up from $250 million in 10 years. So you have to have a bigger ownership group maybe, but I just think from a city supporting it, there's a chance it could be a good thing.
Because the league would have grown.
Yeah. And you'll know for sure if it's stable or not.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.